Welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast, a show where we're going to chat about all things summer camp, from games, spiritual activities, to scheduling, staffing, and more. Brought to you by Bryant, Connor, and Jackson, along with other staff, volunteers, and campers of Chioka here in Calhoun, Louisiana.
Hey guys, this is Connor. I'm here with Bryant and Jackson.
What up?
This is your Christian Youth Camp Podcast. Today we'll be discussing activities and just some things behind that, whether that's scheduling differences from week to week, or just what an activity actually is, and the purpose behind those activities. So just to start out, opening up, what is like an activity versus like spiritual activity, or like where does that fit into like the schedule?
So I guess kind of like activities are sort of like, I like to call them like the fun with, and I'm doing air quotes that you can't see because I don't understand how a podcast works. But activities are kind of like these fun things that we plan out. They're normally like these really big events, but they incorporate different things throughout the day. It normally culminates at the end of the day with like something really big that we'll put on. And the same way with spiritual activities. We have like little spiritual activities throughout the day, but it'll culminate at the night with a nighttime spiritual activity that's pretty big and like planned together and stuff like that.
Right.
But one's kind of more like focused like with biblical material, and then the more fun, air quote, activities are like just a game.
Less serious,
like
just
lighthearted entertainment, like high energy, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so like the goal of these is really just to like, first of all, it's to kind of meet new people, whether that's people that you didn't know from like from camp, or people from your school that you're at camp with, just to meet those new people and have a relationship with them. It's like really relaxed, and so it's just a really good space to harbor those relationships, beginning those relationships, and then also like an opportunity like to entertain and like have a really good time while you do that.
Honestly, the activities are really cool because you just get to, like, you're forced into an environment with new people. Like, super mandatory. We call it forced fun a lot of times, and it's just getting kids involved, getting them to participate in these games they wouldn't normally play.
A lot of times you're put into a group of people that you're obviously not friends with, or like we can see, and when we're picking teams, it's really random at times, and you can meet new people and build a relationship with them through the effort of trying to win the game or trying to accomplish the goal that we give you guys.
Just to kind of discuss like obviously high school week activities look different from say middle school week or junior week, and just to kind of like clear that up, there's things that we like can't do with junior week that we could do with high school week, and just like an example of that could be like in one of our activities, it's called like Nitty Gritty. We have this like huge like race where they build like a spaceship that fits the theme of our day.
Well, we did that. So we did that this year.
Yeah,
normally, Nitty Gritty is just this other game, but we like add these special things to it for the high school week to fit the theme night, which we'll also talk about in this podcast. And then middle school week, we didn't really get to do that because there's less days and like the scheduling doesn't work out. Middle school has one less day in the week than high school week does.
Right.
So scheduling all the nighttime activities is just really different.
Yeah. And so that does kind of play a part in how the activities go, whether that's throughout the day or at night. So a variety of different activities that could happen throughout the week. Just the first one could be like Nitty Gritty. That's one that we like to do. Jackson, would you like to like explain like what that looks like?
So Nitty Gritty is normally it's our second like nighttime activity, I guess. Like, so we always start off the very first day that everyone gets there, we always start with get to know you games, which is basically just like these, it's like getting a big circle, like we'll do this game called pickup where the entire camp is in a circle and like you're just running from side to side doing something fun in the middle, like dancing or
acting like
whatever,
ninja or like
yeah, like act like an animal or whatever, ballerina. And then when you get to the other side, you have to pick up someone of the opposite gender, and like at the when the music stops, you gather in the middle and see who won or whatever. And like different games like that, we play like varieties of rock, paper, scissors.
And like, biggest fan is what it's called.
Biggest fan, where like
yeah. If you lose, you become the biggest fan of the person that just beat you, and then it gathers up into the entire camp, one person going against the other. And like 50% of the camp's over here just screaming, and sometimes we pick the people up above our heads and they're doing rock, paper, scissors in the air, and
right.
It just gets everybody.
Yeah. Everyone gets really excited.
Amped up for the night, yeah.
And they have to like chant the name of the person. So like when you lose to someone, you have to chant the name of the person that beat you.
Yeah.
Like as like you're cheering for them, and it helps everyone just like learn each other's names and stuff like that too from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's good for counselors to get to see all the kids get to see us. Stuff like that. So that's kind of like our get to know you games. That's always the first night, and then Nitty Gritty is normally our second thing. But really, like it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it can be kind
the
of
order of them doesn't.
But it's just a game where the teams are separated out randomly. So there's like two or three counselors per team, and then there'll be up to 10 teams, and then they just kind of like have this hula hoop in the middle of all the teams. And
so what it is each team's going to have their own hula hoop drawn circle.
Yeah.
And then we say, we need a girl runner or a guy runner or either. And the person, one of the counselors from each team will pick one of the kids, and or the kid will like volunteer, and he'll get in that circle. And I'll say, and the hula hoop in the middle, I need like a horse fly. And so you have kids running around swatting at flies or checking the dirt or just going crazy.
Yeah.
And it's a race, so the first one to pick it up and like bring it to the middle and set it in the hula hoop wins. And with Nitty Gritty, it's kind of like a tradition here at Camp Chioka.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much variety you can do with that. Kind of like what Connor said with the spaceship race. When you won, like you found the fly, you would get a piece of cardboard or you would get more duct tape to build your spaceship, which our theme night for dinner was space.
Yeah.
And so it kind of came into play and it all connected, and at the end you'd have like a relay race.
It was NASA versus NASCAR.
Yeah.
So we did a NASCAR race
but
in spaceships.
They had to build their spaceship and then race. Which
And so Nitty Gritty can feed your theme, and that's the great thing about it is there's so much variety. Like I hosted Nitty Gritty this year, and there's a list that we normally go off of, or you could just make up your own list and do something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot of variety with that game, and it can lead into a pretty good night. Like, that's one of my favorite games.
Mm-hmm. And, like, as a counselor, I think it's always been really cool for me, and something that I think, like, any future counselor should, like, learn to do and, like, take advantage of in the nighttime activities, is getting to know your team really well. And, like, basically just getting excited about like everything they do, like always encouraging them. Like you want to be like the nicest person they've ever met at that.
Cause there's always going to be a couple of campers that like they're uncomfortable in large groups. And so they kind of want to seek back to the back.
Yeah.
And us being able to say, we need a girl runner or a guy runner. We're able to choose that person. And so like to get them involved and like come out of their shell a little bit, the first couple of nights really opens up the door for the best possible time at camp.
Yeah. It's like learning to push those kids that like don't want to do it without forcing them or making them uncomfortable.
And that's
but like you can really get a kid to participate if you just like really act interested in them and like not even act, but like really actually be interested in them as a person.
Or the game, like the passion that you have for the game is the same. Like it's going to be mirrored through the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of like how we would define like the term forced fun. It isn't so much like us forcing them to do something. It's like through our energy, through like our encouragement, like they want to do it because they see us so involved in a way that really just drives them to do that.
Yeah, it's really the counselor job to like have like our. I would say our biggest job during the like these fun activities is being high energy.
Yeah,
like that was like, and that's like everyone from like it doesn't matter like what kind of person you are normally, like you just have to learn to step your energy level up.
Yeah,
when it comes to these activities, And like get kids excited and be talking to them and be running around and being goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really important during these kind of activities.
Because if you're acting crazy, it opens the door for them to act a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
And kind of get them out of their shell. And that's also with like team members, not only counselors, but team members. So they're free and they don't technically have like a cabin per se to watch over, but they still have kids. Like they're still sleeping in a cabin, so they still have like relationships with those kids that they're looking to go further. And also with the kids as a whole, like sometimes the team's members will either host or they'll put on or help keep rules. And but you're also trying to keep high energy and keep the game going smoothly, but also let people have an opportunity, like the kids, to shine within that game.
And I think it's really cool to show kids just how much fun, like especially high school week, like as a camper for me.
Oh, yeah.
Back like 4 years ago when I was still a camper. Like I learned that it's possible to have a lot of fun like in a Christian environment. Like it's something that shows you like, wow, being creative and like having fun and just letting yourself go and like doing just like being crazy. Mm. Is like so much fun, and you can do that in a Christian environment with good people and like glorify God through it. Mm. That's something I never realized. Like that I think I realized through camp. Like without camp, I don't know if I ever really would have seen that.
Yeah.
To the same extent that I do now.
And a good example of that, like acting goofy and also having fun, would be like skit night. Another one of our activities that is like a big thing and lasts for a couple hours Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always a Thursday night thing.
Yeah. So yeah, throughout the week, during Cabin Forum, which we discussed in like our scheduling podcast, and just kind of the role behind the purpose behind Cabin Forum. Throughout the week, you want to discuss with your cabin skit ideas, and so your cabin comes up with a skit, and you perform that skit on skit night on Thursday. And it can be a lot of fun. A lot of times, like, we try and, like, critique them, like, how to make the best possible skit. Like, what in the skit needs to be good, what in the skit is bad, like, what works, what doesn't work. And then at the end of the skit night, someone's chosen as a girl cabin and a boy cabin is chosen as the best skit. So it's just a lot of fun. So it's an opportunity for, like, campers that might be good at different things, whether that's singing or gymnastics or whatever they're really good at.
And during a junior week, hula hooping.
Yeah, which there's a lot of that. But yeah, it's just an opportunity for them to display that, whether that's in a skit or also throughout, like in between skits, we have like the talent night where they could sing. They could literally do anything that is considered a talent. So it's just it's a really awesome opportunity from my perspective, seeing it as where someone couldn't excel in like something physical or whatever. It's an opportunity for them to show like their talents and their gifts in a just a different context. So
something that's always been really cool about Skit Night to me is that like no matter how like a kid, when a kid's up there performing, like the energy of everyone, like even the campers get really excited for them. Like it's always super encouraging. Yeah. And like the counselors get really involved and like cheering the kids on. Cause like it's really hard for kids, especially the younger ones. Cause we do this skit night is an every week thing for junior sessions, middle school and high school. But like, especially for me, like the older kids, like getting up there and like, it can be like a big confidence thing to get up in front of their peers and perform.
And, like, yeah. Yeah.
And so like, the encouraging environment's always been really cool to me. It's something like I've always seen. I've never seen a crowd of campers discourage another camper while they're up on stage.
Yeah. And they just get like, I think they understand the impact that they can have of the confidence level of that camper, just as like a tool for them to move forward with this, like going up there to sing, like, you know, having someone to encourage you while you're singing could move you forward, like into like a completely new level of confidence as a person. And I think campers in that context as a crowd, they get that. And they do not take advantage of using it in a wrong way.
To go into more detail about how, what Connor said about, Cabin Forum and when we use, how we use that to prepare for skip night. Involvement is a really, like, in order to win, involvement is key. You want to get everybody involved, from the counselors to the team members to every kid in your cabin. You want to get them involved, but you also don't want to force them, that makes them force them to do something that's like out of their box too much.
Yeah.
Like some kids just do not want to talk in front of everybody, but those kids can do something that I can't. They can go play an instrument on stage that like hype music or intense music that draws attention and like just makes everything run more smoothly. And I found that that is the, when the best skits have the, every kid doing something, but also doing something that they're good at, like doing something they're passionate about before they came in. Because I mean, you can play a song and everybody dance. That's not true involvement. You want to get each kid, find what they're good at. It helps you get closer to them, like relationship wise, but it also helps them to feel comfortable while they're doing it. And that's what molds into the best skits, is just involvement, but also involvement with what the kids are passionate about.
So what are some good examples of like past really good skits?
Well, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I got 3 wins this year.
I was 4 for 6 last year.
I think I had 1 this year.
Oof.
Yeah.
I would honestly say one of the better skits I've ever been a part of was our, me and, so my senior year of high school.
Oh man, yeah.
Me and Bryant were in a cabin together. It was his junior year, my senior year. And our skit won that year. And we had a kid in our cabin, his name's Riley Deloach. Awesome dude. One of the funniest people I've ever met.
Guys in the world.
And he,
way funnier than
Colin. Like, really talented.
He's hard.
Really talented on the guitar and just like comedy, like off the head. Like he had no, like he didn't need to prepare at all. Like he could just go on stage and be hilarious. And so our skit was just like, we basically leaned on him and like, but we came up with comedy all together. Like all of us were like really kind of tight at like this time. We were all really good friends and we were hanging out all the time and getting to know each other pretty well. And like, we kind of all have these running jokes. So we just implemented them. And then we let him shine on stage by handing him a guitar and a mic and saying, like, go for it.
And we flipped the lights off. We had a light show going with our flashlights.
Yeah, and we just coordinated the rest of it. Like, we coordinated the lights and, like, using flashlights to light different things and kind of just being goofy.
Yeah.
And, like, but he was obviously the star of the show because we were like, that's a talent he has. Like, let's use it.
I mean, let's just say he was good enough that we beat a choreographed glow-in-the-dark dance.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And,
they were upset about it.
He was very good.
The way that I look at skits is how clean is the content. Like, have you practiced?
Oh yeah.
Like, do you know what you're doing as a cabin?
Oh, yeah. Does it flow well?
Yeah. Does it look pleasing to the eye?
Like, you word everything so strange.
Edit and go again.
But yeah, is it clean? Does it have this eye-catching factor to it? And that's something I think has a lot of value because it shows that a cabin took time to prepare it and they care about it. And that is, I put a lot of credit into the counselor.
Big shout out to Noah.
Oh man.
This year.
Oh, that dude.
He has wrote some awesome skits this year.
Yes. Has he won?
I think he's gotten second every time.
Ah, yeah.
And that's like, just because
really good stuff.
Just short straw, just kind of thing. Just bad luck.
Just out. Yep.
So like the thing that I think is kind of, so like those first two activities you talked about, like Nitty Gritty and Get to Know You games, mm-hmm. are kind of like, as a counselor coming into camp, there's not really anything you need to do to get ready for those. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no like pre-camp preparation required. Like,
maybe other than like just setting up. Like
this. No, I'm talking about like before like you come in, to camp at all. Like right. Before you come into the summer.
Okay.
Like throughout your school year, there's nothing you would do to prepare for those. Like
right.
Other than making sure you have a mindset of encouragement and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is things you should be preparing yourself for anyways if you're going to be a camp counselor.
Right.
But skit night is one that you can actually like
think about a little bit.
Think about beforehand, like have ideas. Because you don't want to get there and like rely on your kids to come up with things because they will not.
Unless, more often high than school, yeah. 1, cabin
4.
That was a squad.
Yeah, they were ready.
They straight up came up with a Marvel sitcom because they love Marvel, and it was awesome.
Jackson's a little bitter because he cooked an egg, and he thinks that's a good
book.
Breakfast
with the Bros. Breakfast with the Bros should have won.
theme night, though, that's also something you want to be prepared for. Like
coordinating with the theme.
We kind of alluded to it earlier. I mean, theme nights for dinner. Space and NASCAR. We had superhero day because our theme was Marvel. Wow, what was another one we had?
We had NASA versus NASCAR. We had superheroes.
I think we only had three this year.
What was the other one, though?
There's one more.
NASA versus NASCAR was the same night. And then I'm trying to think of what else.
Superheroes.
No, there's another one, though.
See, NASA versus NASCAR was the same night.
Yeah, and then Superheroes is another night. So it's two nights, but we had another one.
Oh, throwback. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Decades.
Decades. I wore Johnny Cash shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, like, these theme nights normally go with, like, some kind of special dinner, and, like, all the tables are decorated. We have, like, photo booths, and we take pictures, and they hand out stuff to the kids to wear, like, for decades, like, scrunchies or something, and, like,
yeah,
glow sticks
or like really circular sunglasses that look like, yeah, like weird, like 70s
sunglasses.
And kind of, and the kids, like, they're prepared too, like they bring their own costume, like they are told ahead of time, like
what Camp sends out an email letting them know what the theme nights are going to be.
And they go all out as well, which is should be a reflection of the counselor with their costumes.
We kind of did a bad job this year, I think. A lot of us did.
Trent,
there's a lot of...
He had a blow-up alien suit.
Trent did well. Ben also. Spider-Man suit.
I would say, for the most part, like, all the girls, like...
The girls did pretty well, too.
Yeah, they did really well.
With just homemade stuff.
Really, it's just us three that didn't do super so great.
Yeah.
We were lacking.
Whoa.
So this is like... So the theme nights is kind of like a thing that you can like get prepared for before camp too, like being really ready to do. Like this is something you need to be prepared for before camp. You need to like get your costumes figured out, all your stuff. Because honestly, getting involved in that and like being ready and having something really cool changes the whole environment of camp. Like when all the counselors are into it and excited, it makes the night really awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, and super memorable too.
Yeah. So let's talk about like Wednesday. Like, what does Wednesday from an activity standpoint, like, what does that look like?
From a team member or from the kids?
What is Wednesday?
Wednesday, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's water day, Connor.
It's water day.
Wednesday is water
day. Water day is a monster, but it's also
slash hero day slash in the past survivor day, which is no longer a thing, really.
Working it out.
Yeah. It got a little too crazy and we had to tone it back a little bit.
But water day as a whole is just like,
it's awesome.
A day of only just go nonstop. You're wet all day, swimming trunks at breakfast, to relay games, to giant blow-up slides, like five of them in the field, to raves at the pavilion, popsicles, ice cream, snow cones, to
which leads in the afternoon to like a six-way capture the flag.
Yeah.
Hero day.
That's when it merges into hero day.
Yeah.
To stay on theme with the Marvel this year.
Yeah. So I normally, so in the past, for a high school, middle school week, we have, so normally water day has been reserved to the junior week sessions, which is like those 5 to 10 year olds. And middle school and high school hasn't done water day. But this year we kind of took water day into the survivor day thing. And survivor day has normally just been a day of like really, really intense like competition. Like, they'll wake us up at, like, 3 in the morning with bells and pans, and they wake you up, you split into teams, you make a flag, and, like, it's a super intense competition day where you're, like, constantly running around and doing crazy stuff, competing all day. And then what happened was, is, like, pretty much everyone got too competitive about it, and the games got a little too intense, And a lot of kids, that's not really their thing. You know, competition isn't everyone's thing, and not every kid wants to get covered in like mayonnaise and like run around and
win their food.
Yeah, like if you don't win, you don't eat kind of scenario. Not really for everybody.
Yeah.
So we kind of toned it back and turned, this year was to match the theme, it was Hero Day, and they mixed Water Day in to have a lot of fun. We did like this like rave, we called it like a camp rave type thing.
It was
we
just really like cool.
Played a lot of music, like did all these like dances, whether that's like line dancing or just like Touché. Jumping up and down, doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was like free slide going on too. So like they had the water slides open, like they were running out there. We had knocker balls for the high school kids, like those little balls you get inside of and run at each other in.
Yeah. You got a little reckless.
Yeah, I got a little. I got a little too intense, probably.
It was fun though.
Yeah. Handing out snacks and like it's just super like the epitome of high energy is the Water Day, Hero Day. It's just go crazy, mud slides, like everyone running all over.
I mean, there was five slides, and then there was so much water on the field that the field itself was a mud slide. So there's about
even
six
like
slides.
Electives, like because electives do carry out, and so like on Wednesdays, electives are amped up, and so like that can mean if you play soccer, you have a monster soccer ball.
It's like 2 feet tall soccer ball.
Yeah, or like I think. Like Zumba had like a glow stick dance party or something.
It was a dance off too.
Yeah, that's
right. They had a competition.
Yeah.
Spiritual disciplines, we really wanted to implement reading the Bible in Hawaiian Pidgin.
Which, if you don't know what that is, I highly suggest going to look that up.
It's hilarious.
It's not anything that you've probably seen before. So.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get that to work. But even like the spiritual electives try to turn it up somehow. Yeah. Like, do something that like kind of makes it crazy that day, and that way the whole day is just extra, really.
Yeah.
Like just more that day.
Yeah.
So those days are pretty wild. They for like from a counselor from a team member perspective, like all these events. So like kind of we change every week, and we're separated from, and we'll get into this in another podcast, but like we're separated into teams and we're separated into counselors. The counselors are like kind of with the kids, like participating, encouraging them to do things, being super high energy, running around and like actually participating in the events. Like we play Nitty Gritty.
Yeah.
We are in the skits for Skit Night. We play slide the get to know you games. We slide in Water Day.
Yep. Yeah.
You
do everything you ask the kid to do.
Anything a kid does. Yeah. Anything a kid does, you're going to do. And you're going to, like, show them how to do it, and you're going to make it fun.
And really, that's, like, all week. That isn't just, like, with activities. Like,
that's with all the spiritual
that's
stuff.
That's with everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you're going to tell a kid to pay attention during campfire, you better be paying attention
that's
during
exactly
campfire.
Right. Yep.
And, like, that's, like, a counselor's role. Like, we're an example, a mentor, and the leader of the cabin.
Also, it's really beneficial for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it helps you to stay, like well-minded and like understand why you're here and the difference you're trying to make when you're making the effort to pour into worship, to really dig into cabin devos and stuff like that. And we'll talk more about what it is to make, like try to be the best counselor that you can be in a later podcast. But
yeah,
on an activities level, it's like they said, high energy and participation and be a good example of what it is to just let loose and be crazy a little bit.
Yeah. And then, so kind of like as we do that, the other team members will kind of like they set up, they run the games. Like they're going to be there, like during the activities, they'll be there, but they're going to be more like Brian said one week, he was on a team and he was hosting Nitty Gritty. Like he had a microphone, he was calling out all the things, like we need this runner, bringing me this. And there was another girl, Megan, that was participating in that too, helping host. And like, so the team members are going to be kind of either at the event, hosting or leading it, like telling the counselors exactly what's going on, that kind of thing. Because they'll have insight into the games that we don't have because they kind of help plan them and all that. Or they'll be somewhere else getting ready for whatever's happening next. And then the team members that, like, if you're not working, like, obviously getting plugged into your cabin and just helping the counselors do what they need to do. Basically acting as a counselor during that time. And then we also, like, during the day, so it's kind of all of our, like, big night activities. Like, that's what we do during the night. Do y'all want to talk like a little bit about kind of just like what we do during the day, like tournaments and stuff like that, that activities
he's
participating in?
Yeah, so we talked a bit about it throughout the scheduling from high school and middle school week. And so like during a specific hour after, really just late afternoon, we have this opportunity for students, campers to sign up for tournaments, whether that's I think there's a basketball tournament, there's a ping pong tournament,
cornhole, soccer, volleyball, just close to anything you can think of that we can turn into, make there's it a little more competitive.
There's a card games tournament.
Yeah. And your teams can be anybody here on camp. Like it could be your friends, it could be people you don't know that you want to get to know better. And that's what the team activity team puts together. And so that's during free time, so it's not mandatory, but also, like, it's an opportunity for you to meet new people and do something you enjoy doing, kind of like an elective, what you get to choose to do.
Yeah. Another activity that you would see during junior week and middle school week, we don't do this for high school week, except for Tuesday, it's arts and crafts. And so an activity that they'll have throughout the day is arts and crafts, whether that's painting, that's making like various stained glass little like things to hang in a window, or bracelets, really whatever that is, arts and crafts, the middle school and junior weeks, that's what they'll be doing. So there's a lot of different things throughout the day that aren't very big activities, but they are centered around like fun and like how can we grow relationships, how can we build camaraderie, how can we like harbor a good opportunity for someone to have an amazing time in a Christian context, and learn what that means, as Jackson was saying earlier.
And then like something I think about with tournaments that I don't know if we touched on is like that counselor, like what counselors kind of do during the tournament time is like, one, like we said with everything else on this, is like we get to participate. Like if a kid wants you to be on their tournament team,
oh yeah,
like you can play with them. And like obviously you don't want, like you don't want counselor teams, you want it to be mostly kids and then like one or two counselors maybe, but you can like play with them and like let them have a good time. But also like, and I don't think this is something we necessarily do all the time or do well, but a goal of like to be like the best counselor you could be in that scenario, I think, like is encouraging your campers to participate in the tournaments.
Yeah, if you know they're on a team, like go support them or like get a crowd to like root them on. Especially like basketball. My senior year, I just remember playing against, it's funny now because we're friends, but like playing against like Travis and Hayes on a different team, and then me and a counselor, Jacob and Matthew. And then like, I just remember the walls of the gym being lined with the campers, the other campers, and it was just like one of my fondest memories of just being supported when people don't even know you. I came from out of town.
Yeah, and that's so cool. I mean, like kids, that's like one of the coolest things to have everybody supporting. Even like ping pong.
Yeah, ping
pong. Like high school too. There were some ping pong players, bro. Like they could do it.
Ping pong.
And so, like, the championship game.
They knew all the rules.
Yeah, the championship
was crazy.
They knew. The championship game was, like, it was juice. Like, there's folks everywhere trying to watch them, like, play ping pong. And that's just an awesome, awesome atmosphere for sure. In conclusion, we just want to reiterate some of the things that we've looked over just in terms of activities. Just kind of the goal is to create like a space for people to get to know each other, to have an opportunity to grow as a person with other people, and do that in a Christian environment. And like that's us as counselors, staff members, directors, everybody involved. It's our job to make sure that comes to fruition, that a camper feels that. It feels welcome in the midst of that. And so, yeah, that's kind of the goal of skit or of activities. It is the goal of skit night, that's what I was going to say. But that's kind of the goal of activities just as a whole. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.